Fort Myers Police Chief Derek Diggs was just 5 weeks on the job when he led 2 outreach sessions in just 1 day. He says the extent of the disconnect between some of the city's communities and his officers is deeper than he expected.
But we have certain communities that are propensity for violence where we just don't have that trust. We don't have that support. And it's far greater than I anticipated.
To build that trust, Diggs invited 2 consultants who he worked with in his former job as police chief in Toledo, Ohio. But after a brief introduction to those gathered at the Dr. Kerry Robinson Community Center, consultants gave way to conversation. Officers and Lee County deputies spoke with church leaders, parents, and others who say they're tired of the bad relationship with police.
We need more officers out here walking, communicating, and meet the residents and know the people in your area.
Attendees ranged in age from high school students to retirees, and they all agree on one thing. There are significant problems. The fear of retaliation for working with police, chief among them. Alibaba Lumumba, who's leading a neighborhood action group, acknowledged the fear, but called on the community to find a solution.
You want them to do the job that they're supposed to do? Stop sheltering the murderers of this community.
Many called out the department for its unsolved murders, including last October's ZombieCon shooting that left 1 dead and the July shooting at Club Blue that killed 2 teens. Others spoke about knowing victims of more unsolved murders, some going back as far as 20 years. Crystal Johnson is a mother of 4 who says she worked hard to overcome her negative perception of police. She even has her kids enrolled in the Young Leos, short for Young Leaders Educating Others, a program started by Dunbar Community Police Officers. But she says the headlines showing young black men being killed by police elsewhere in the country only add to the distrust.
Everybody is not a criminal, and we do not want to be treated as such. It is definitely a lack of respect between the officer and the community. And we want that to change.
People also talked about poor job prospects, ex-cons, mass incarceration, and the war on drugs. At the end of the meeting, Chief Diggs told the audience, many still emotional after sharing their stories, that the discussion was only a first step. He says similar meetings and other programs he wouldn't name are planned for the future. Matthew Smith, WGCU News.